All right, quickly, just some quick comments about this stuff. Larry Brown Sports had these comments about the combine. 10 takeaways from the combine, and see if you agree or disagree. Saquon Barkley set himself apart.
Absolutely. Saquon Barkley, people know he's not just freaky. Like, he's next level freaky.
Okay, will he last? Okay, under over pick 2.5. Where are you going?
Under.
He'll be the one
He's
of the first two picks.
He's a lock to go in the top two.
Top two.
He is a lock. And I honestly believe that it is a real possibility for Cleveland. And if he doesn't, here's what I know to be a fact. There are two teams who are actively pursuing trading up for Josh Allen. Josh Allen will be the second quarterback taken, if not the first. It's not going to be Rosen, not going to be Baker, not going to be Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen had a good combine, and there was teams who liked Josh Allen enough to trade up for him before he even threw. So Josh Allen will not get past, for sure, I would say Denver at 5, but my guess is the Colts could be the number 3 spot, could be the landing spot when teams try to trade up.
Yeah.
I think the Jets could potentially trade up. If not the Jets, who's after the Bears? Who's at 8? I'm trying to remember who's at 8.
I can't remember.
Bears are 7, but and there's a team that I know of further back in the first who's already trying to gauge what it's going to take to move up.
Okay, you've already broken the rules on this because I said let's quickly go through.
Well, for me, that's quick.
Okay.
It's perspective.
Okay. So, Shaquem Griffin. Okay, we got into Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay.
I think that's
all good. Right. So, Shaquem Griffin. So, Saquon Barkley will go in the top two. Shaquem Griffin. What round will he be drafted in?
Highest 4, lowest 5.
He's still a fourth rounder.
Yeah.
In your mind.
He's a bad body guy. He has troubles disengaging from blocks. All that stuff is true.
What did he weigh?
He's 220 something.
Yeah, see.
He
doesn't
still
have a linebacker
can't figure
body.
Out a position for right. him yet. So there's still
is
football.
Is he a strong
issues.
Safety?
No, he can't cover. He is bad in space. When they had him drop into space, it's like, ooh.
Definitely not. Will safe. Teams mimic what the Falcons have done? Not that he's the same caliber athlete, Deion Jones and Keanu Neal,
yeah.
But they're 220s. They're in the 220s.
Yeah, but I don't think so because he is not a standard. That's not how he's played. He's played near the line of scrimmage. They allow him to blitz. They allow him to blitz. They allow him to rush the quarterback off the edge, play in space, play like on the slot. He's more of a hybrid hang defender. And I think that's how he's going to be played. I think he'll be a sub package player who comes in, does some blitzing. He'll be a special teams guy. I think he is a feel good story. I think there are some limitations that NFL teams will say we're just a little concerned. Even if somebody drafts him in the third. Even if somebody takes a compensatory pick and drafts him in a third, there are some issues, and you have to have a plan for him.
Fourth or fifth sounds about right, since he's a risky. Yeah. You don't know what he's gonna where he's gonna play.
Okay, so if he had two hands, I don't think it changes things that much. No. I think he's a fourth or fifth, and here's why: his body type is not a plus for NFL teams. He's got excess, you know, his body fat. His lean muscle mass is not as high as they want. He is really segmented in certain types of movements he has. Even if he were player of the year in his conference and ran a 4.38 or
so
whatever.
So was Michael Sam, but he didn't have a position.
Yeah, that's the problem. Michael Sam, people thought he'd drive. Michael Sam didn't really have.
He wasn't a great edge. No.
He wasn't really a great edge bender. He just wasn't. So I think Griffin, two hands, one hand. I almost don't think it matters as much. I think it might matter by a round, but he sets the edge. He's got one hand and sets the edge like a monster. It's like it's impressive to watch.
Okay, so let's talk quarterbacks.
Yep.
The next four are all about quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. None of them is a slam dunk. Baker Mayfield isn't backing down. Lamar Jackson's still a quarterback. Josh Allen has the best arm. So rank them now after the combine.
Me personally, I'm going to go Darnold, Rosen, Baker, Allen, Lamar. I flip-flop Allen. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Lamar did not throw accurately. I was hoping that he would. He still doesn't have an NFL caliber throwing coach, quarterback yet, quarterback coach. He's using a guy who no one's ever heard of, and that doesn't necessarily mean anything. But right now, for his issues, I think he needs someone who knows what it takes to get him there. So I can't really trust. He's just not where he needs to be along the process. And then Josh Allen did show more accuracy than I was expecting, and it lends credence to the fact that his issues have more to do with anticipation, which is still a concern for me as well, why I have him fourth.
There was an NFL GM who said this. Baker Mayfield's football IQ is off the charts.
It is.
Sam Darnold, Rosen, excellent. Rudolph, very good. Allen, so-so. Jackson is a project at the whiteboard.
I've heard that. I heard the exact same thing.
Okay.
I don't know if I heard it from the same guy, but I heard the exact same thing. Rudolph, I do not think goes. Supposedly the Buffalo Bills love Mason Rudolph, and no one else does. So they've got two picks in the first. So there's a chance Mason Rudolph gets in the first because Buffalo needs a quarterback. So, you know, if he doesn't get drafted there, I think he's going to slide some, but he could go in the first ahead of Lamar Jackson, believe it or not.
Okay, so you
that
got,
doesn't make sense
you got
to me, but
Darnold, Mayfield, Rosen.
Mm-hmm.
Darnold, Mayfield, Rosen, Allen.
And then Jackson.
And then Jackson.
I've all got pretty good grades. I've got starting grades on all of them.
I've got Rudolph ahead of Allen.
Okay. That's fair.
I just think he's a I just think there's a premium on accuracy. And
man,
he
Josh
just
is now big, good muscle mass, big monster arm, is mobile. Like, he looks the way you want your quarterback to look, big enough to take hits. Like, he's more Cam Newton, frankly. Big arm, can move well. He's built like Cam Newton. The problem is he doesn't throw with
anticipation. I don't think he's as athletic. I'm just by
your human eye.
By human eye, says.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me.
How many quarterback, of the best quarterbacks in the league right now, how many are built like Josh Allen? Like
you'd
you would
surprised.
Fall in love with their, you fall in love with them because of their, what they look like coming out of the draft.
Well,
or coming out of the combine.
All time?
Well, currently.
More right now.
But currently, yeah.
All right, let me pull this up and let's take a look here because I've got the average size for what a quarterback is in the league. Ryan Tannehill, for example.
What about
Philip
Rivers?
Who did not play last year, is 6'3", almost 6'4", 222 when he came out.
What about Rivers?
Rivers is, that's a good one. Big Philly style.
But he didn't have the arm.
He didn't have the big
He's got
cannon.
A shot put.
6'5", 230.
Yeah.
Cam Newton is big, has a size, let's see, Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
Matt Stafford is more along the lines of Josh Allen. Let me see what his size is. He had a big arm,
and
too.
And a gun.
6'3", 232.
That's all? 6'3"? He looks taller.
Mm-hmm. 6'3", 232.
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck is, I believe he is 6'4".
Yeah, he's a big dude. I've stood next to him before.
Andrew Luck is 6'4", 234. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is the size, and these are early quarterbacks. Jameis Winston. When Jameis,
well, I'm, six, two, and three, I'm not questioning what they fall in love with and who they take, but I'm talking about
6'4", 231.
The best Ooh, quarterbacks
Jameis.
In the game.
No, he was 6'2 and three quarters at the combine. So was Mariota.
No. It has right here, 6'0", 3'6". He was 6'0", 3'6". When they round up to 6'4", and 231 at combine. I got the combine numbers here.
Huh.
You sure Mariota was too?
I thought he and Jameis were the same size.
See, I think Mariota's
taller. I saw 6'2 and three quarters on both of them.
No. They were, I remember they're both being tall. I'm pretty sure Marcus Mariota was too. Let me check. Who was the second pick of the draft?
Listed at 6'4",
6'0", 3'6".
Yeah.
222 on Mariota. So they're both 6'0", 3'6". You're right about they're both the same height. I would have thought Marcus was actually taller. To be honest with you. So Derek Carr's under that mark. Dak Prescott, fourth round pick, 6'0", 226. Derek Carr's more in that neighborhood as well, although I don't even think he was at 220. Aaron Rodgers, I think, is in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan's taller but leaner. So Pat Mahomes is not as tall. Pat Mahomes has a monster arm, and he was 6'0", 225, but he's thick. Like, he's well built. But they want you to be, you know, 225 plus. And Josh Allen is on the high side of size. He's more in the Cam Newton category.